I'm the last speaker here to share my topic today. So I'm going to present a genome-wide association study for brown rot tolerance in peach. First of all, I will give you guys some background information about the brown rot. It was caused by the Monilenia species, and it's a very important disease for the stone fruits. So here you can see there are three major species that can cause brown rot. The one in the middle is the Monilenia fructicola, is the predominant one in the United States. And on the below, you can see the disease cycle of the brown rot. Okay, not working well. But basically, the fungi overwinter on the mummy fruits on the tree, and during the spring, it can cause either the ascospores or the Canadian spores. And those spores can affect the flowers and the young shoots. And that's the basically the primary inoculation. And later in the summer, it happens the secondary inoculation, mainly by the Canadian spores. The secondary inoculation can happen multiple times per year. So that can cause severe pre- and post-harvest yield loss in the peach production. So why we choose brown rot? First of all, it's a very costly disease. Every year for the United States stakeholders to prevent against the disease can reach to $170 million. And the commercial production is for this disease, we are still preventing them depends on the traditional chemical ways, which can cause both environment and health issues. Also, the new Monilenia strains with fungicide resistance has been discovered and reported several times. And also, most of our commercial cultivars are susceptible to brown rot, means we are lacking of the genetic resistance. In the peach fruit, the brown rot tolerance can come from both fruit epidermals and flesh. And the fruit epidermals, it can be either the mechanical inhibition or the tolerance can gain from the biochemical compounds. Well, in the flesh, phytochemical compounds were thought as the major donor of the brown rot tolerance. Until now, there are only two papers published about the QTL discovery for brown rot tolerance in peach. One paper published by Martinez Garcia mapped the two QTLs on linkage group 1 in peach. They used an F1 progeny of peach and almond, and the brown rot resistance mainly come from the almond. In 2014, Igor Pacheco published another paper by using the intraspecific peach progeny of Contender and Elegant Lady. In their population, the Contender is the major donor of the brown rot tolerance. They mapped one QTL on the linkage group 2, which is linked to the skin resistance, another one on linkage group 3, which is associated with the flesh resistance. So, in our group, we had 26 cultivars and advanced selections, and we had 138 breeding progeny from 9 crosses with Bolinia and or Contender source of tolerance. We phenotyped 110 individuals in 2015 and 138 individuals in 2016, and 90 of them were phenotyped in both years. On the left hand, you can see the pedigree of our plant material. They are color-coded based on the average disease severity index in wounded fruits for 2015 and 16. If they are more orange, that means they are more susceptible. If they are more green, that means they are more resistant. So you can see the difference between different individuals. So how we did the phenotypic data collection? For each available accession, we bagged 40 fruit. We bagged 40 fruits for each to prevent them from the fungicide and chemical sprays. And during the harvest season, we harvest all of them at the same ripening stage. And then we bring them back to the lab and use a DA meter to standardize the, to make sure they are, the fruits that we picked are in the same maturity stage. And then we sterilize the peach surface and let them air dry for overnight. And during the second day, we did the fruit inoculation. We did the parallel fruit inoculation for both wounded and non-wounded treatment. For the wounded treatment, we use a needle to make a small hole on the fruit skin. And for the non-wounded treatment, we just keep the peach skin perfect. After the inoculation, we incubated the fruits under the room temperature for 72 hours. After the incubation, we measured the lesion diameter and calculated the disease severity index as the product of disease incidence and average lesion diameter. So at the end, we generated six different phenotypic data sets. In 2015, 2016, and the average for both wounded and non-wounded. We genotyped our material using the newly developed 16K SNP array, and we did the association mapping using GModel 2. Before we actually run the GModel 2 analysis, we removed the markers with MAF value lower than 0.05 and also the individuals with very high genotyping rate. And I also, we also did the LD pruning with the R-square higher than 0.85 using PLINK. Here's the data sets we have, and you can see the number of individuals included in each data set and also the number of markers included in each data set. And we also did the haploblock or haplotype analysis and the trait value and candidate gene analysis. Okay, so here's the results. Here you can see the phenotypic performance for different cultivars or advanced selections in our program. So this is the wounded. You can see the different for, they have different performance for different individuals. And also I included the non-wounded treatment results here. For each individual, you can see under the different treatments, the results can be quite different. And the one with stars is the BY00P6346U, that's the donor of resistance in our program, is a descent of Bollinia. We do have some individuals that behaved really good and are both wounded and non-wounded treatments. For example, the top three, you can see the NC9745 is the descent of contender, which in agreement with Igor Pacheco's paper that contender can serve as a donor for the resistance. And also we have some of the others also behaved really good under the wounded and non-wounded treatment. Here, oh my God, what happened? Sorry about that. So this is the performance for different crosses. Here, just show you guys an example of the in cross two. On the left hand, you can see the disease severity index distribution under the wounded and non-wounded treatment. Under the non-wounded treatment, most of them are didn't yet develop any lesion. Well, under the wounded treatment, half of them behaved better than the both parents. And on the right hand, you can see the individuals in these specific cross, how they performed under the non-wounded and wounded treatment. So for the association mapping, we in total mapped 32 SNPs across the whole genome. 21 of them were detected only in the non-wounded data set, and 12 of them were detected in the wounded data set. There is one actually on the chromosome 4, the first one in the purple color. That one was detected both in wounded and non-wounded data set. And the one on chromosome 1, which is the first one, that one is only detected in in non-wounded data set, but it was detected in two different years. Also, you can see some of them, although they are not detected in multiple data sets, they are really close on the physical position. For example, those three on the chromosome 5 and the three on the chromosome 8. I also tried to do the candidate gene analysis for the haploblocks which encompassing the SNPs that I detected. So here are the 23 genes that I detected in the BINR with the functional annotation that's related to disease resistance or the cell wall modification. The genes has the same functional annotation also have been suggested in Martinez-Garcia's paper. Also, there is one here, the PGIP gene. Two genes on the chromosome 7 that is sharing very high identity as of the PGIP gene, which has been confirmed in apple or plum, the other rosaceae species. And I try to see the PGIP gene, orthologous gene, in other rosaceae species, and they share very high identity. So I looked in the haploblock region of those two genes, and I highlighted here is the markers that I detected, and here is the region that the two genes were located, and this is the whole haploblock. I found in total 5 different haplotypes, and then I looked at the breeding value for different genotypes, and then I found, interestingly, the genotype 3-5 always have the highest disease severity index. And it was consistent for, it's in agreement with all the three data sets. And also it's showing the same story in both wounded and non-wounded treatments. And for the haplotype 5 in this haploblock, when it's absent, the disease severity index can be significantly decreased under the both wounded and non-wounded treatment. And also, it was agreed by those three data sets. So in summary, we mapped 32 SNPs significantly associated to the brown rot tolerance in peach across the whole genome. 23 predicted genes annotated with the disease-related protein were detected. There are 2 candidate genes were sharing very high identity with PGIP genes were identified. The haplotype analysis of haploblock 7-2 encompassing the PGIP genes revealed 5 different haplotypes with 10 genotypes in our material. And also the trait value analysis revealed significantly lower tolerance in genotype 3-5 in both wounded and non-wounded treatments in each data set. And the further analysis of the trait values associated with haplotype 5 in haploblock 7-2 suggested the absence of the haplotype type 5 can significantly increase the brown rot tolerance in both skin and flesh. And that's it. Thank you for your attention, and that's all I have. I would like to take any questions. Yes.
Monolinia, usually they affect the flowers in blueberry. So is this the same case in do they get into the flower and then get the fruit, or they land in the fruit and then they infect the fruit?
Well, this is a good question. I don't know if these get into the from the flower to the fruits, but I know sometimes they stay outside on the canker of the shoots, and then after they can inoculate. Yeah.